the text then that calls for our attention on this day when we stop to consider our adult education program here at St. Paul's comes to us from the book of Hebrews, the 5th chapter, especially this, 14th verse. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is perhaps no more intimate act in the entire world than that of a mother feeding her infant child with her own milk. So strong is the bond that can be formed between mother and child during that experience that oftentimes an infant can be almost inconsolable when his mother is not around during those early months of life. Yes, breastfeeding is a beautiful act that God himself wove into creation. And while most doctors out there consider breastfeeding to be the best choice for nourishing an infant, if it is possible, they do not agree on everything about it. One of the areas of disagreement about this practice is exactly how long one should nurse their infant. Some suggest as little as 3 months, while many others suggest somewhere around a year. In many other cultures throughout the world, it's not uncommon for a child to be breastfed until they are 2 or 3 years old. So you know what all cultures and all doctors agree on unanimously when it comes to the practice of nursing? What is this simple truth? Nursing is only for a time. It must come to an end. Children must stop nursing in order that they can learn to eat other foods that they will need if they are to grow up and develop into functioning adults. Inside of the church, we have a very odd situation occurring indeed. And more than odd, it's downright disturbing. It seems that there are many people in the church scattered throughout the world that are still nursing, even though their birth certificate would suggest that they should be well beyond such things. Of course, I'm no longer talking about literal nursing, but instead now talking about spiritual nourishment. You see, it seems that many of God's people are simply content to remain nursing their whole life long. They are content to know only the basics of the faith. They are content to never experience what it means to live in the fullness of Jesus' resurrection. They act often as spiritual infants their whole life long. And this action is disturbing because ultimately it is sinful. Oh, sure, we're all born as spiritual infants, as a font where word and water meet to create new life. And it's only natural that for a while, as a spiritual infant, milk would be the main nourishment. Most Lutheran churches, quite frankly, feed milk until a children or an adult gets through confirmation class. And that's completely appropriate. But we must remember this fact. Nursing is only for a time. It must come to an end. Why? Well, because the scriptures are filled with many truths that are more solid than milk that must be consumed if one is to truly attain maturity in the faith. As we grow, we receive from God teeth to be able to devour the more solid food that we find in the scriptures. And God intends those teeth to be put to use. And we can say that a general truth is this. Solid food, it requires chewing. You see, sometimes on Sunday morning in worship, The truths that we focus on here from the pulpit are very much milk, and therefore easily digested. But there are times when more solid food is presented. At the same time, many times in those cases, there's simply not enough time to really chew on it. In that case, many times people spit out that solid food or swallow it whole, neither receiving the true benefit of it all. And that is why setting aside time to meditate upon the Bible and to chew on the meat of God's Word is so important. Personal devotions are one place where such chewing and digestion can occur. But perhaps the best place to be able to chew on the Word of God are those places where Christian people gather together to study the Word. For when we gather together, we are given a perfect setting in which to grind the meat of God's Word among one another. Sometimes that gnawing happens here on Sunday morning during our Bible study hour. Other times it happens in homes when families gather together, questions are asked, and answers are discussed. Still other times such chewing can occur at places like Sunday school or midweek or LWML or one of the other groups that meets to study God's Word. But the saddest fact of it all is this. Most members of Lutheran congregations did not attend any of these kinds of activities. Across the state of Kansas, only about 11% of the Lutherans that attend church on an average Sunday are involved with any sort of Bible study during the week. Our statistics here at St. Paul's are actually even a little less than that dismal average. And it at least seems to suggest that 90% of us are simply content with nursing. We are simply content to live without solid food. And when that happens, it makes for a weak body of Christ in this place. Well, you see, we need solid food inside of us in order that the body might be strong on the whole. Put another way, we need more Jesus inside of us in order that we might move with His strength as His body in this world. And yet, even when confronted with this truth, many proceed with apathy towards the idea of spiritual maturity, and therefore remain infants. Others fear the process of what it would mean to actually grow into a mature Christian in their life. And that causes pause in their spiritual growth as well. Whatever the cause is, the result is the same. The body of Christ, without chewing on solid food, simply does not walk upright as it should. God knew this well when He wrote the words which we find in the book of Hebrews. For as God looked down upon the Hebrew Christians, He was disappointed with what He saw. When He looked at these people, He saw that most of them were still nursing on milk, instead of desiring and devouring the Word of God. He said that they should be teachers in the faith, but instead they were still ones needing to be students. And so God called them to repentance. He called them to confess that they had been acting like children, despite the many years of new life they had already experienced by His grace. So also today, God calls us as a congregation to repentance. It's part of why we have set aside this day to focus on the state of adult education in our congregation. In just a few moments after we sing the offertory, as I mentioned at the beginning of service, you'll be given a brief assessment to fill out. Its purpose is really twofold. One, it is to help us assess our own level of spiritual maturity or immaturity. which is often caused by the lack of spiritual need, in order that we might confess that today to God. And secondarily, though just as importantly, its purpose is to help us guide our actions here at St. Paul's, in order that each member of our church might be encouraged to begin eating solid food with joy, knowing that God's grace is received through such holy eating. And ultimately, we pray today that the encouragement is not only to begin eating, but to continue eating solid food our entire life long. Yes, God today, again through his word, teaches us that it is good for us that we would mature in the faith by chewing on his word. He promises that the taste of that food will be wonderful and that the effect on our health will be astounding. Yes, he promises that sin will be forgiven and life will be engendered as we study his word. He promises that we will grow up into him who is our head, Jesus Christ himself. He promises that if we study the word, we will leave behind childish ways and attain to the full maturity of faith. And with promises like that from our God today, how can you and I simply be content to go on nursing, living on milk alone? Today, as God's promises reach our mouth, their offer of God's kindness leads us indeed to repentance. Today, we must confess our sometimes lazy attitude towards devouring the meat of God's word in his scriptures. We must own up to our fears about what we will look like if we actually allow ourselves to grow into mature Christians. Ultimately, we must admit that you and I are not nearly as mature in the faith as we ought to be, and that the main reason for that is because we do not always take every advantage to study God's word. In our confession of these truths today, God has promised will be met with his forgiveness. It will be met in words of forgiveness spoken today by God himself through my mouth. It will be met today as we receive the forgiveness of sins as we receive his body and blood in his supper. Yes, God today wishes to feed to you again the milk of the gospel, to remind you that all of your sins are forgiven, even your neglect of studying his word. But he also wants to offer to you today solid food, the solid food of the gospel, that he might fill you up with all knowledge of how truly blessed we are to have the word of God to study and to have such a great God that it reveals. You see, nursing is quite natural for infants. The same is true of spiritual infants. The nursing must end. It is only for a time. This is true of infants both physical and spiritual. And today again, through his word, we hear God's invitation to feast on solid food. As God first bid his people through Isaiah of old, he does so again to us today. He says, listen diligently to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. Taste and see. The Lord is good. Amen.